As many people are traveling or celebrating the beginning of the 4th of July holiday, the state of Maine is bracing for a partial government shutdown. An impasse over the two-year state budget continues at the State House in Augusta, where tensions are high. Mal Leary is there, and he joins us live. Afternoon, Mal.
Evening. I think it's still evening, isn't it?
Yeah, we're kind of on the cusp there, right? So are we any closer to seeing a compromise budget passed by the legislature?
Well, we're a little closer to seeing a compromise budget. The House has given initial approval 87 to 60. What's interesting there is nine Republicans abandoned the rest of their caucus to support to go with the Democrats in supporting that budget. As we speak, the state Senate is debating that first round of voting, the initial voting for the budget.
So even if it does pass, it needs a two-thirds majority, and I'm wondering if that looks likely.
Well, that's the big question that we're looking for. Right now, in the House vote, they're well short of the 101 that's needed in order to finally enact the budget. We don't know what the Senate vote is yet. As I said, they're debating as we speak. It's expected they may have the two-thirds vote in the Senate, but then it goes back to the House for final enactment. And final enactment under the Constitution, because it's an emergency and the budget has to take effect immediately, it's a two-thirds vote, which is 101 votes. So you're going to have to see some votes shift in the House, which I have seen happen in the past, by the way, in order for this budget to take effect.
Okay. Let's say it does pass by a wide enough margin. The governor has sent strong signals, and I mean strong signals, that he does not like this measure and will not
really
act on it for 10 days. Now, does that assure a shutdown?
Well, I think it does, because what's happening is the governor has said even if they gave him a budget with a two-thirds vote tonight, he's going to take all 10 days allowed under the Constitution to actually veto the budget. So when you've got that kind of a situation, you realize that you're really in a deadlock. And this just in, Ed, I just got a text message from my colleague, Steve Missler. Senate passed the initial vote on the budget 34-1. So the Senate very strongly supporting this compromise budget.
So we expect that lawmakers are going to be there fairly late tonight?
That's a good question, because what happens next is if it fails in the House, they could have several votes to try to finally pass it. They can continue to reconsider, which only takes a majority vote. So we're going to have to wait and see. The Speaker had threatened to bring them in every single day until they get a budget, and that, of course, means a Sunday session and even on the 4th of July, maybe. So we're talking about a crisis at the moment at the State House with the legislature just not being able to pass this budget.
Thanks, Mal. Maine Public Radio's Mal Leary, live from the State House, and me walking all over him there.